Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The dust is settling a little bit from last week's elections, at least in Arizona. Last night, Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema was declared the winner in the Senate race there. Her opponent, Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally, conceded in an online video.
I just called Kyrsten Sinema and congratulated her on becoming Arizona's first female senator after a hard-fought battle.
And could McSally be the second? Let's bring in NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
So you have Kyrsten Sinema, a moderate Democrat, replacing the retiring Republican Trump critic Jeff Flake. But you have to go back to the 80s and 90s for a Democratic senator from Arizona. Big deal?
Yeah. And, you know, it's a big deal for the state of Arizona's politics. It's also a big deal for national politics in what the margin is in the Senate, because after election night, it looked like Republicans could pick up as much as four seats, a net gain of four seats. But then you had Montana Senator John Tester hold on to his seat, the Democrat there. Now you've seen the tide turn where Martha McSally, the Republican in Arizona, had been leading on election night. And now we have Kyrsten Sinema headed for Washington, the Democrat. And Sinema is somebody who ran on this independent message. She's somebody who had certainly been involved in far-left activist politics previously, but ran very strongly on this independent message. And I think it really does show that for 2020, the Southwest in particular is in play for Democrats, and it's something that Republicans and the Trump White House should be concerned about.
And what are the chances that McSally could also go to Washington to replace the late John McCain?
Well, there's that possibility, because right now you have John Kyle, the former senator and current senator, right, who was a lobbyist, who sort of was always seen as a placeholder, replaced John McCain after his passing. And there's the thought that it's potentially possible that if and when Kyle decides to perhaps step aside and not serve out the term, if he wants to go back into the lobbying business, for example, that you could have the Republican governor there, Doug Ducey, appoint McSally.
Okay. To Florida, the statewide recounts for the governor and Senate races go on there. President Trump tweeted yesterday, without any evidence that votes had been forged, Florida governor and, of course, the Senate candidate Rick Scott has alleged rampant fraud. State investigators say they haven't found any. What's the impact when, you know, the party leaders in a democratic society are dissing the process?
Well, yeah, and you had a judge say that the rhetoric should be tamped down and that there hasn't been any evidence of voter fraud to this point, at least on a grand scale. You have Democrats upset over the fact that some 150 ballots were actually emailed from a heavily Republican area, which is against state law, in an area where that was hit by the hurricanes there pretty hard. And the election official there is defending that decision. So we don't know how that'll shake out, but it's only 150 votes or so. But that's something that Democrats are pointing to say, hey, look at what's going on over there. And frankly, it's all a mess. And when you have leaders and statewide officials and presidents saying that trying to undermine the system, then no one believes the number and the results. And that is foundational to our democracy.
Yeah. We're going to ask you as well, the state of Maryland is asking for an injunction today. They're arguing that Matt Whitaker is not the legitimate acting attorney general. Now, we remember President Trump fired Jeff Sessions last week, or as Sessions said in his letter, he stepped down at the president's request. And then the president named Whitaker, Sessions' chief of staff, the acting AG over the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, which means that Whitaker takes over the Russia investigation, which Rosenstein had been overseeing. So I think we've laid it out there. But what does this mean that Maryland is now saying, no, he's not legit?
Well, you know, I do think it points to the fact that, you know, during the Obama administration, you had a lot of lawsuits that Republican attorneys general had ramped up. And this isn't from the attorney general in the state of Maryland, but from the states. You're going to see a lot more opposition to President Trump and not only his policies, but now apparently his personnel as well.
Yeah. And we just want to ask you about this remarkable series of tweets from President Trump this morning, attacking French President Emmanuel Macron, who over the weekend, we remember, criticized Trump's nationalism, the use of the word, which means something very important, with white supremacy on the rise in and nationalism on the rise in Europe. Trump taunted him, tweeting things like, make France great again, and tweeting about how during World War II, they were starting to learn German in Paris before the U.S. came along. What's your read on this?
Well, the fact is, President Trump has been somebody who has taken apart something of the, you know, 70-year post-World War II security alliance in this world.
Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor, thank you.
You're welcome.